Hi there. The word for you today is God's Word has the answer. In Psalm 119, David writes, "The teaching of your word gives light." You know what? God's Word has the answers you need, but you've got to read it. You say, "But I'm not sure where to start." That's okay. Here are some helpful scriptures from the New Living Translation. And therefore, some particularly difficult times in your life, like number one, when you're worried. 1 Peter 5 and 7 says, "Give all your worries to God, for he cares about you. Give them to him." Or Philippians 4 and 6, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything." Psalm 62 verse 6 says, "He is my rock and my salvation. I will not be shaken." Isaiah 26 verse 3 says, "You keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, whose thoughts are fixed on you." Deuteronomy 31 and verse 6 says, "The Lord will go ahead of you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you." And how about when your heart's been broken? Well, Psalm 147 verse 3 says, "He heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds." Or Psalm 23 verse 4, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me." 2 Corinthians 1 and verse 4, Paul writes, "He comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can go out and comfort others." Deuteronomy 33 verse 27 says, "God is our refuge, and his everlasting arms are underneath you." How about when you're feeling guilty? Acts 13 and 39 says, "Everyone who believes in him," that is Christ, "is declared right with God." 1 John 1 and 9 says, "If we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness." Or Colossians 1, 22, "You are holy and blameless as you stand before him." How about that? Isaiah 1 and 18 says, "No matter how deep the stain of your sins, I can make you clean." Romans 8 and 39 says, "Nothing in all of creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God." And finally, Isaiah 43 verse 25 says, "I am he who blots away your sins for my own sake and will never think of them again."